You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Samuel La Mericon. That's Spanish for Sam the Faggot. The reason why I'm using Spanish today is because, of course, today is Halloween, right? Hopefully you and your family are all, you know, good plans and you're going to be safe. Watch out for razor blades and needles in your Snickers bars, and don't get abducted. Okay. Did I scare you? I spoke Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, but I learned Spanish from Sesame Street and other places. Because, of course, Halloween is derived from an old Spanish and Mexican festival known as Day of the Dead. Otherwise, in Spanish, it's Día de los Muertos. Hey, how about that? I'm probably going to get a bunch of crap for that. That's Spanish. It was derived from that festival, celebrating, you know, people coming back from the grave and surviving death and haunting people and all that bullshit. Okay. Now, I find it really kind of gross in a way when Christians celebrate things like this. It's really, really hard to believe that Jesus would ever condone something like that or condone anything like that from his followers, right? But Christians in the West, I mean, they're basically just, they're pretend Christians, you know, so they don't have any convictions toward it, you know. And so, I mean, hell, half the Christian religions in the world, so-called Christians, have statues, you know, in their churches. And so it's like, okay, like, doesn't the Bible condemn that? Anyway, they're very paganistic these days. And so this fits right in with them. Now, I like it for a different reason, you know. Halloween, I'm an atheist, largely, but I like the costumes, obviously, and I like scary movies, and I like things, crafty things, you know, puppets and all that kind of stuff. I've always loved that ever since I was a kid, so I was always dressing up in costumes as a kid. No, not as a woman. You know, I was dressing up like, you know, sand people from Star Wars and, you know, Yoda and crap like that. So, but, you know, it's a fun holiday. Obviously, when you get older, there's fun things that you didn't get to do as a kid, like go to haunted houses and or go to bars and get drunk with a lot of people while you're all dressed up. And, you know, so, you know, I've done a lot of Halloween parties. I have a friend who last night, every year they have an annual Halloween party where they pitch a bunch of tents in their yard and people just smoke dope. And it's basically just a bunch of hot boxes, you know. That's kind of fun. I'm just going to leave it at that. So anyway, I hope everybody's doing well out there, and I hope you get lots of candy, okay, and that you're safe. So what I'm going to talk about today is it's something I don't know if alphas are programmed this way naturally or where it comes from. But there has been, since time immemorial, this kind of tradition of alphas testing each other for, it's kind of a purity test, you know. And sometimes the real truth of an alpha is refined or exposed through that test, you know. And I've seen it a lot over the years, even before I really even was consciously aware of, you know, hierarchy and kind of a larger scale. But I've definitely come to understand it better since I started the website. And it's been very interesting to kind of hear every once in a while I get these stories and stuff from alphas who describe situations that they were involved in or that were imposed upon them. And it describes a kind of process where an alpha will see another alpha or be in communication with another alpha, and he will suspect something, like this person's actually a faggot who's pretending to be an alpha, or that this alpha thinks too much of himself, you know. Because like I've said before on the podcast, alphas have a much more specific and defined hierarchy among themselves. And they take it very seriously. Alphas are the reason why we have a hierarchy. Because alphas enforce hierarchy all up and down the hierarchy, but amongst themselves, they guard it and prune it and care for it with pride, and they're very, very protective of it, you know. And I appreciate that. I just want to say that up front, you know. This podcast here is not an indictment of alphas doing that, because I think it's necessary, okay? Now, recently, I published a post about an alpha named Chris, who was in communication with someone who was posing as an alpha, and he suspected that they weren't alpha. In fact, he suspected that they were a faggot, and so he essentially, you know, enforced his will upon this alpha and got this alpha to completely submit to him and admit that he was really a faggot, that he wanted to be a faggot and serve him. Now, at the time when I wrote the post, I was actually a little surprised by the reaction I got from the post, because about how many people it seemed to resonate with, and I was a little taken aback by it, you know. Sometimes these profile articles I do just kind of come and go, and nobody ever hardly says anything about it. But that Alpha Chris one impressed. I know a lot of faggots contacted me asking, "How can I serve Alpha Chris?" You know, you know, Alpha Chris illustrates what happens when an alpha suspects something about a fellow alpha, that fellow alpha is not truly what he is pretending to be. Look, we can all put on false fronts, right? You know, we can all pretend to be something that we're not. And, you know, we talk sometimes about alpha bullying, and probably every faggot that's ever listened to this podcast, and any faggot around the world, has probably dealt with some amount of alpha bullying. Again, they're pruning the hierarchy. They're the kind of the police officers of hierarchy, and so the bullying is part of that, which is again why I don't really come down against bullying per se. It's as long as there's a kind of a specific point to it, and not just being mean, you know. And Alpha Chris's case, he had a point. He was like, this person is not an alpha. There's something about him that's not right, you know. And so Alpha Chris corrected him, okay? And so I was impressed by that. And I think other people, judging by the feedback, they were pretty happy about what he did, you know. Now, recently, though, I've had another experience. I'm not going to go into details, much detail about this. I'm going to leave out the names involved. But there was an alpha that I wrote about on the website that I recently talked to. And he's, a younger alpha. He is definitely an alpha. He's a straight alpha. He is, really, really, he is a star alpha. Like, he's the real deal, you know. But he was taken by surprise. I'm going to put it this way. He was taken by surprise by somebody who had some amount of authority over him in the regular world, okay? You know, in the regular world. like this podcast and all this other stuff is not part of the regular world. Anyway, he had a figure of authority, somebody who was an alpha himself, for sure, okay? Big and strong and muscular, much like he looks a little bit like Ali Moore in terms of physicality. That's what the alpha that I wrote about, that's what how he described this person. And anyway, this person, this alpha of authority, had happened across my posts about this alpha. And this alpha in authority decided to rape the alpha that I wrote about. He forced him to do a bunch of sexual things. Out of nowhere, this happened. And this alpha was freaked out and very upset about it, like tragically upset about it. And he was crying, and when he contacted me, he came back to me saying, I don't know, I just couldn't fight him off, and I was just shocked. I couldn't even believe that it was happening. And he goes, I feel so ashamed of myself, and I can't let it go, you know. It's hurting me so much that this happened to me, you know, and I wasn't expecting it, and it happened. And and I implored him to stay away from this person, okay, and try to get some space so he can kind of deal with this event, you know. But he didn't want to listen to me about that, which is fine, you know, obviously. But then he went back in to confront this person again, and a similar thing happened again, where he made this alpha that I wrote about kiss his feet and, you know, whatever. And then, you know, the alpha that I wrote about left his office. And he was so upset again that it happened again that I guess something rose up inside of him. And so he turned around and went back in and kicked the guy in the balls and then beat him up. Okay. And he said he felt so much better after he did that, after he gave that response back to that alpha, who was much larger. Like I said, this alpha in charge, you know, with the authority, he's a very built, muscular guy, and very athletic. And so You know, there's definitely an intimidation factor involved there. But he said he felt so much better after he had responded to that attack, you know. And, you know, the person that the alpha that I wrote about is alpha. But again, there are these layers within alphahood, within hierarchy, and each level of the hierarchy has to respond in their own way to kind of establish their place among each other. And it's very subtle, you know, and it's very nuanced. And alphas decide this between themselves, you know. I was very, very proud of this alpha for standing up for himself. And ultimately, you know, I'm a faggot, okay? Like, I don't have pissing matches with people. I don't have dick measuring contests. I don't even have a fucking dick, hardly, okay? So I don't really understand it myself, you know. But it's very, very important. Alphas do bully each other to determine. It's basically animal instinct within alphas, you know. But then there has to be a response, you know. Every hero movie ever made, virtually, involves the protagonist facing up to a more dangerous challenger and bravely confronting that challenger and conquering it to the best of his ability. David and Goliath, you know, Daniel-san and that blonde guy, Karate Kid. Not the Jaden Smith one, okay? That doesn't exist in this dojo. I'm talking about the real Karate Kid. The Mr. Miyagi Karate Kid. You know, every alpha gets challenged, and they have to provide a response. And this alpha did that. And he felt better afterwards, you know. And I feel bad as a faggot. I feel bad. I just think to myself, oh my gosh, you know, why does he have to go through this trial, you know? Why did I go through the trial of my rape, you know? Well, this is how I've assimilated my rape or any other kind of thing like this, is that it's how things are established in hierarchy. It's not always pretty, and it's not always fair sometimes, you know? But it's how human animals establish hierarchy. And it's cold sometimes, and calculated sometimes, and brutal, cruel, unsparing, you know. It's just, but it also reveals truths about people, you know. And I think ultimately that's why I always say hierarchy is truth, you know, because that's ultimately what I'm after from hierarchy, and what I believe is the real meaning of hierarchy is truth, truth about a person. And the alpha that I wrote about proved he is an alpha, proved that he ultimately is not afraid to stand up for what he is and what he knows about himself. And, you know, this stuff is settled on the battlefield. You know, I mean, this alpha that I wrote about, he could have tried to run off to the police, I guess, you know, or, you know, told a higher authority about it, or, you know, called his mom. I mean, but ultimately, he had to settle it for himself. This stuff happens on the battlefield. I'll never forget when I got into kind of a, I mean, it really wasn't much of a fight, but when I was a little kid, I remember getting in a fight, argument, kind of pushing match kind of thing. And I got upset and ran home. And my dad said, go back out there and show him, you know, who's boss, you know, and I didn't do that. I mean, I left the house, but I didn't go back and confront the kid, you know, because I'm a faggot. I was a faggot even back then. But ultimately, that's always been the dad answer to his son. Oh, he bloodied your nose? Well, go bloody his nose, you know. You know, I know that in our world today, you know, particularly like American society, it's all about hugs and blankets and kisses and everybody's equal and everybody's a winner and all this other stuff. But no, hierarchy doesn't work like that. There are winners and losers. And sometimes you get the shit kicked out of you. And either you can go home and lick your wounds, or you can go back out and inflict damage yourself. That's just how it goes, you know. And, you know, that's life. Hierarchy is life, you know. So, I just really wanted to talk about that. I was going to write a post about it, but now that I know that this scumball is reading the site or has seen the site, I hesitate to say any more on the site about that. But, you know, I doubt if a meathead like him is going to sit and listen to a podcast. But, yeah, so that's really all I had to say about it. I just, I wanted to tell that story because it was just bothering me a lot. I mean, particularly given the fact that, you know, the site was involved in this brutality, you know, that this alpha in charge, read the site, read about the alpha that I wrote about, that he knew, and he proceeded to attack him based on that. It bothered me a great deal, obviously, you know. And this is the danger when you write about real people. So see, all you critics out there who claim that I'm not writing about real people, you're fucking wrong, okay? These are all real people that I write about, okay? This was a dark moment on the site for me and for obviously this alpha, whom I care about very much, and you know, I believe great things are ahead for him, obviously, and so I'm just sorry to him. He put himself out there. He shared very personal things, and I'm sorry that what I did to cover him and kind of hold him up as an ideal came back to hurt him, you know, because that was not my intention. Well, that's all I got to say about that, to quote Forrest Gump. Again, please be careful out there tonight for Halloween, and I will see you later this week, okay? Take care. Love ya. Bye.